Shorosh Nogach Arbov HaChamish Shvarim Zeh HaZeh Nishalim Lachron Shebehem. So Tumar Shor Tam the Pes Chatzin Nezek, it was Negeya 4 or 5 Shvarim. So Rashi's bothered, how do you have a Shor Tam that's still paying Chatzin Nezek after 4 or 5, Vachari became Mood after 3? Says Rashi, B'kun Hoye Tam Nimishtal Megufay. We have a case going Rosha v'Nogach, Rosha v'Loy Nogach, Rosha v'Nogach, Ma'achar Negicha Shnia, Rosh Beispam Gimel Shar v'Loy Nogach. So Rashi has to set up like this. Nafil Mula Siru Galeka. In other words, the halach is if Shar Tam is Nogach 3 times becomes a Mu'ud. But what if it's Lesirugin? Dainu. Nogach, loy nogach, nogach, loy nogach, nogach, loy nogach. He did 3 times, but he alternated. That's also a way to become mu'ud. So maybe the only way you can have you knocked off 5 shvarim and you're still tam is if it was the serugin wasn't nogach, loy nogach, etc. It was nogach, loy nogach, nogach, loy nogach. Then you it was like 2 or 3 shloy nogach that breaks up the sequence, and Mele doesn't come a Mu'ud, and that's when we have a Chechtim, so it is, he was Negeh, 4 or 5 Shvarim, he's still a Tam. The Shoyin asked him, was the Rashi, Amkei Nogach, Agim Magichas, B'Shloisha, Shorok Yisidron, Oy, Shloik Yisidron, V'Nas Amu'ud, L'Sirugin. Mech, the Sirugin, Shavin. It has to be consistent, it has to be symmetrical. Oh, so what's the Loch over here? So Negeya 4 or 5 times, 4 or 5 Shvarim Zeh Chazeh, so Yisharim Ma'achron Shebehem. Says Rashi Chatzin Ezek Tchila. So you can pay, in other words, the Shor Tam is Migufay, right? So there's only a limited amount of money to collect from. So then is, the last one gets first. And Yesh Bei Ma'isif is left over, after the last one gets his Chatzin Ezek, then Yachsa Shalfana, Mesh by Meiser, Yachsa Shalfana, Shalifana. So in other words, the last one he gets first dibs on the shar, and we go back. Whatever's left, there's something left. Then it could go back. The Gemara is going to explain. It says Rashi, Mesh by Meiser, Yachsa Shalfana, Kol Chatzin Niskay, or Shoyin Yafsidu. You start from the end. Nachar Nachar Niskay. Now, Divrei Meir. Shimon says, no. Shoshav Messiah, Shenogel Shoshav Messiah. Vein Avel Yafa Klum. The total, the Shar. So now, a Shar Tam pays Chatzin Ezek. So instead of paying Messiah, you pay Meir. So now, Zen Noitel Mana. Zen Noitel Mana. Very simple. The Shar Tam is worth 200. The Bailim keeps 100. And the Nizek, who was damaged, 200, keeps 100, gets 100 in the shar. Now, Chazav Nogach Shar Acher, again, Shav Masayim. So now, this shar, it has a dual owner. The shar that was Negeach now belongs half to the original owner, and half to the one that it was Negeach, who gets Chatzin Ezek, gets 100. So now, there's a dual owner over here, in this shar. The original owner was 100. Second guy, the first shah that was damaged gets 100 too. So now, no, the manav chazav nagach shar acher shar masayim. So now killed another shah that was worth masayim. Now how do we make the cheshbon? So acher noitel mana, there's no reason why he shouldn't get 100. His shah was damaged by shar time. He gets 100. The shah fanav. So Zenad Chamishim, so Zenad Chamishim Zos. So in other words, they each one owned 100. So Mela, they have to chip in. Each one has to pay 50 of the damage, and they're left with 50. Chazav and Nogach Shar Acher. Then the Shar damaged again. Shar Masayim, and it killed it. So then Acher Naitelman. Again, the last guy gets half of the Shar. And what's left is divided kafi how much each owns. Shalfanav chamishim zuz. Shnayim rishayim dinazav. Each one Because the original owner and the first guy that was damaged, they each have to pay 25. The next guy has to pay 50. Because each one that have to pay, out of that 100, each one has to pay the amount that he's a shutif. So originally, when it damaged the first time, so the first nizik and the bialim became a shutif. When damaged the second time, so the second one that was damaged, he's a 50% owner, and the two other ones are 25% owners. The mela, when they damage the third time, that's what happens. That's how you split the 100. Says Rashi, Shimon Aimer, Shutfin Hay. So you hold that right away, they became Shutfin. So that as soon as it damaged, the Nizik becomes automatically a half owner. And V'chein Allah. Yeah? Ketzah, Shoshah Masayim, Shinaga. U'shalfanav Zen Nizik Rishon, Noitel Chamishim Zuz, Rabbayim Chamishim Zuz. The Yesh L'Nizik Rishon, Boya Chetzi. The first Nizik became a half owner. Okay? So now, Hilkach, Mishalim Chetzi, Tashlume Nizkai. So the 100 in the second shor that was damaged, which you have to pay 100. So since the first nizik is a shutif, so the first nizik and the original bialim have to pay that 100. Each one pays 50. Sof lo k'rab kiva d'ama shut v'ninu as a mechleg of the kiva shmo. The Gemara is going to discuss whether by shor tam is it a shutif, the nizik is a shutif automatically, or he's just like a bal chayv. That the guy owes him money. He gets a chelik of the shor. Chaz of nagach shor shav masayim ba'achar noit l'mana. A chetzi mikol mishahu the meguf of mishnalim. He gets only from the guf of the tam, and he gets proportionate kafi the ownership of the three people that are shutim over here. Oyz shalafanav shaya chetzi shalai. Right, the one that was damaged, he owns half the shar, so mainly he pays half of the 100, half of the damage. Mishal mechal chatzin nezik shneid lachrim, and the ones before each pay a quarter. Shneim rishayim nizik rishon ba'bailim, who are each one as a quarter owner now, because they damage again. That guy became half owner. Each one pays 25, and the other guy, the second nizik, pays 50. Dinar zav, which is esr chamisha dinarim kasef neparagazav. Says the Gemara, masnisim money. Dloiker Rabbi Shmuel, udloiker Rabbi Kiva. Chayr the Tanakama. Is nishti nishter? It's not like Bishmol or Bikiva. Why? Irim ikra Bishmol the Amar Bale Chayvais Ninu. So we said before, the Mechleg is Tanayim. Kiva holds that when a short time damages, the Nizik becomes automatically Chetzi owner of the Shar. He's going Megufay. He's kind of right away. That's going to Kiva. Shmol says no. He's just Bal Chayv. The owner owes him money. But it's not that he already gets a Kenyan right away. You have to go to Baz and he has to be good to me. He just owes the money. So according to Rishmael, the Amar Baal Choyvis Ninu, Hai Achroin, Achroin Nisker, Rishon Nisker Mibayle. Why is it that the Rameya say, Tanakama says, that Achroin Nisker, the last guy is the one that comes out ahead. He gets half no matter what, right? And everyone else loses accordingly, right? Why is Achron Achron Nisker? Yeah, right. So what's the problem? Says Rashi. Rishon is gonna buy it. Achron Yafsid. Otherwise, the last guy should lose. Why? Shereein Rishon Shutiv Boy. Shetehei Shmirasa Olav. Neschayiv and Nezakin. According to Rishmol, when the shor tam damaged the first time, yeah, what's it then? The first nizik, yeah, the first nizik is owed half the money, but he doesn't become a partial owner of the shor. So now the shor damages a second time, He's not responsible for that. He's not an owner. The Bailim owes him $100, right? And that's a chayv. So he doesn't lose anything. The animal damages again and again. The first nizik doesn't lose anything because he's owed the money. He has no responsibility at all for the subsequent negichas that this shar did. So Mela, his hundred is secure. Now the Bailim is the only owner, so he's got whatever's left. The subsequent damages we'll take from the Bailim whatever's left. But the first owner, the first nizik, it's not Achron Achron Isker. The last guy for sure gets it, and he work way back. No, the first guy gets it, right? The Mishnah said the last guy he gets his 100. Whatever's left, you go back and back. But it's not true. According to Rishmol, the first nizik, he's owed $100, and there's nothing that's going to touch his money. Oh, it says Rashi is important. Rashi. So Rashi's saying, maybe like this. Gemara over there says, let's say, which means that somebody, the owner of the shor owed someone money. Nothing to do with Hezek. He's not owed him money. Yeah? Chav Achle Nizek. And now, the Shor damage. The question is, who gets the money? He damages, he owes got $100. Question is, who gets the money? Does the outstanding Baal Chayv get the money? The guy doesn't have any other money, right? Does he get the money? Or does the Nizek get the money? Chayr, you might say, that the he owed money before the damage. So he owed money before the damage, so he gets first dibs. He was owed first, right? Reuven owed Shimon $100, yeah. And Reuven's shor damage lady. Seder. So who's first? Reuven owed Shimon. Shimon's the first Baal Chayim. So why should Levi get it first? So now we say still Chavach Lehizik. We say. The Baal Chayv that's typhus the shar doesn't get it. The Nizik has first dibs on the shar even against an outstanding Chayv. Right? So Mel Rashi is saying, so maybe the same thing over here also. Maybe, what's the Moras Kasha? If you're Shmuel, you're a Baal Chayv, therefore the first guy should get it. Why? We see that even a Baal Chayv, if the shar damages, right? The owner of the shor has a Baal Chayv, and the shor goes and damages. Who gets it? The nizik. So what are you telling me? That the first nizik is a Baal Chayv Seder. Being the first nizik of Baal Chayv, what's done by a Baal Chayv? A Baal Chayv versus the nizik. Who gets it? The Baal Chayv. The nizik gets it. So why tell him according to Shmuel he's Baal Chayv? Therefore, the second nizik shouldn't take precedent over him. He should get it first. We see that. The Baal Chayv with the nizik gets it first. Says Rashi, no. The Hasam Hadam Malay Nizik the Baal Chayv Mahay Tura Da Aska Minei Mishtalimna. The Baal Chayv what's the name of the Hachi? Says Rashi, when it's a question of the Baal Chayv or the nizik, the nizik has a taina. He says I can only be gaiva from the shark. Okay. Therefore, you're a Baal Chayv. You still owed money. You could be going from anywhere. Mela, we say, who gets precedent? The Nizik. Because the Nizik is limited to where he could collect from. That's when it's a Nizik versus a Baal Chayv. Says Rashi over here, they're both Niziks. And we're going to Rishmol, the first Nizik is a Baal Chayv, true. But he's a Nizik. So Mela, what are you telling me? The second Nizik should override the Baal Chayv, because a Nizik overrides the Baal Chayv, that's when it's a Nizik versus a Baal Chayv. When it's a Nizik versus another Nizik, who happens to be a Baal Chayv now, Seder. But they both have the same taina. Both of them are limited in where they could collect from. Smel says Mela, that's why Gemara has a taina. According to Shmuel, it doesn't make sense that the last guy wins. The first Nizik should win, because he was damaged first, and he's not responsible for any subsequent damage. That's what Rashi says. Here they're both on equal footing as far as they're both limited. So Mele, the first guy, Adrab, he's first. Mele, he gets first. Oh. So mine's just interesting. This is Sam's idea. Interesting, Talmid Ben Tam over here. Talmid Ben Tam, that, see, the Gemara over there that says, why is it that the Baal Chayv loses out to the Nizik, right? Kodam, is Chav actually Hizik? The case of Rash means Lam Gimel. The Gemara Lam Dal says, why does the Nizik override the Baal Chayv? Whereas a funny lashon, the Gemara says that because the Nizik tells the Baal Chayv, let's say you would have gotten the shor, you would have been gave the shor, yeah, before the damage. Then what? You'd be responsible for the damage. Therefore, I get it, right? But so the question, what does that mean? But Ma'isa, he wasn't gave this. He's not responsible, right? Tais is lav dafka. Doesn't mean that. And he quotes our Rashi. The Tam Ben Tam says fascinating thing. He says, if it would have been by you, yeah, in this case of Rashi, again, with this outstanding Baal Chayv before the Hezek, we say the Nizik gets it over the Baal Chayv. Says the Ben Tam, Tam Ben Tam, fascinating thing. There's Kiyum the Megufa Mishtalim, the Loy Malia, the only great Megufa, Nimtza, She'en Shibudoi Chal Abaylin, Ela Gufa the Shar. Yeah, the ain ba'a shor ba'al choyvay, du shaykh me'im be'i ba'al choy mocher, avul shor gufay, hu ba'al choyvay. Who's his ba'al choy? Who's the ba'al choyv over here? Ba'al choyv is a shor. So, Mel, the reason why the Nizik overrides the ba'al choyv, because the ba'al choyv, who's his ba'al choyv? Who owes him money? The Bailin. Yeah? But by the Nizik, who owes the Nizik the money? The shor. The shor owes the money. The Baal is irrelevant. Your Baal Din is the shor. Yeah? So Mela, that's why you override. It's not a fascinating idea. That's why you override the Baal Chayv, because your Baal Chayv is the shor. His Baal Chayv is the Baalim. So you want to take from the shor, so you get first. Okay. Akpon, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the Tanakama cannot go like Rabbi Shmuel, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Achron Isker. It's Rishon Isker, because he was damaged first. He's about, and he's not responsible for the hazard. Says the Gemara, Ikra Bekiva, the Amat Kura, the Shutfoy Hava, Ha, Yesh Me Meiser, Yachsa Shalfanov, Lekula Me Boile. You know, what does the Mishnah say? The last guy gets first. If there's some money left over, it goes to the one before, etc., etc. Right? So according to Bekiva, if they're both shutfin, what should be? Doesn't go whatever is left. Let's say there was $100, the shor was worth 200, the last guy took 100, okay, there's 100 left. Okay, so then the next nizik gets it. No, it should go equally, it should be divided amongst all the people beforehand. Like Rav Shimon, says Rashi, Yashal fun of Kol Chatzi Nizkai, Vishalifne fun of Yafsit. That's the Mishnah says, right? $100. The last guy gets $100. The second guy, the second to last guy was also $100. Okay, there's $100 left. He takes $100. The one before him gets nothing. Says the Gemara, Yashal Kulon, Ishlefi Masha Hayiloi Mibayilai. Like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, what we say? As more people were involved, then each one has to pay kafi his level of shutfis, right? But it gets divided. Whatever's left gets divided amongst the people, how many people there were till now, like Rav Shimon made the cheshbon. They're all shutvim. They have to pay kafi the shutvis. But it's not that what the Mishnah says, whatever is left, if it goes to the second, to last nizik. And the ones before they get nothing. According to Rabbi Kiva, they're all shutvim. It depends on the level of shutvis, like we say for Rabbi Shimon. So Tanakama can't go lefi Rabbi Kiva, and it can't go lefi Rabbi Shmuel, because then the first nizik is the one that gets first. So we have a problem. Who is the Tana? Who's your mayor? Amar Rava, Loyalim Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar Bali Chayvis Ninu. With the Kashalach, Acher Acher Nisker, Rishon Nisker Bailei. Why is it Acher should be the first one? When the Shmuel, he was damaged, he's not a Shutvin, he's not Chai, he's not responsible in any subsequent damage. He was damaged, Zeo, he's owed $100. So he should for sure get his money before anybody. Hakimaskinan Gagain, Shetafsai Nizik, Ligbais Haymanu. We're making a Kimta, it's talking about the shard damage, the first nizik, yeah? Now, that guy went ahead and he grabbed the shard. He was typhus the shard. Okay? He was typhus the shard to be gaiva. He did a tfisa. V'nasa Allah k'shayim esachar l'nizakim. So Meila, what are you telling him? According to Bishmal, he's not responsible for any subsequent hezek, and therefore, he should for sure get his money. Not true. That's if he didn't do anything. If he's owed the money, fine, he's owed the money. He'll get the money first. But he didn't just sit there quietly. He went ahead and he grabbed the ox. So now he's a shomer. Why is he a shomer? Because he's holding the ox for collateral. He's a shomer sachar. Nizakin. Says Rashi. Shatafsa nizik, v'chein shein v'chein shlishi, hilkach ein shmirasai, ela olav. So the shmiri is the one that was typhusing. Okay, so Meila, we don't say it. The first guy gets it automatically. He's a shomer. Yeah, yachi yesh by meiser yachsel shalfanav yachsel lebailim bayilei. Says Rashi, the ain al bailim mahafsid mana shoyel lehem mishas nezek arishon. All right, when it damaged the first time, right? What happens at that point? The first nizik is owed 100. The bailim is owed, and the bailim keeps 100. Now, what happened? The nizik was typhusit, and then it damaged again. And then the next guy was typhusit, right? One second. Once you took it away from the bailim, then the bailim's not responsible anymore. Then is the shomer's nichas tachas bailim. Right? Elan is it? The nizik that was typhusit, he's responsible now. Now, the bailim owned $100. But he's not responsible for the hezek because it was taken away from him. So he's the one, he should zicha get to keep his $100. Yesh b'meiser, yeah, yachs l'shalfanov, why should go to the one before, yachs l'bayim b'yalei. That says Rashi, because shehizik l'sheni, ibid rishon mana shalai. Okay? The first nizit, who now became a shomer, slash shomer, and then damaged again. So right now, you have an ox that was worth 200. Okay? The first nizik is supposed to get 100 out of it. But he's the shomer now, and he's responsible for the hezek of the second nizik. The second nizik is $100. So he loses his $100. Okay? Because he was typhusit. He became a shomer. But not all of shomer. Chen kulon. So Mela, they're all a shomer to the Bailim. Why they're shomer sachar? But who are not? The Mishtalmin is Kayu, Me'ashar, the Larik Le'Bailim. Why they're shomer sachar? Because by them being typhusit, now the Bailim can't just get rid of the ox, right? And then it can't be Gaiva. So therefore, they're a shomer. That's in fact that they're holding the shar makes them a shomer sachar. So it means whoever is holding the shar, he is the one that's going to lose his money. But the Bailim. The Bailim is clean. The Bailim owns $100 this ox. He's not responsible at all for what happens because they took it away from him. The Shomer. So whoever is the current Shomer, he's the one that should lose his $100 that he's owed. And the last guy should get his money, and the second 100 should go back to the Bailam. Not to the one before, it should go back to the Bailam. Yeah? Amarvina Hachitani. Oh, so now we changed a whole different shot in the Mishnah B'chal. Okay? Im yesh boi meiser bin izakov yachzul sholofano. Thank you, Asher Rabban. Am yechim shum pshiyas shaymerim nagu boi. Oh, so what does that mean? So now, instead of saying that if there's left over, meaning the last guy gets his 100 bucks, there's 100 bucks left, it goes to the one before. No. If there's left over money in the shor, it goes back. Rather, im yesh meiser bin izakov. What does that mean? Says Rashi, "Kegoyin shoy niskoy shel revi meruba mishal chamishi." Okay, we're talking about that the fourth ox that was damaged, the hezek was more than the fifth one. Okay, kegoyin shoy shel revi shav emana. Okay, v'yesh lo b'mazik chatzim emana. Okay. So, the shor of the revi was worth 100. Hamela chatzin ezek. So the revi gets 50, and the mazik keeps 50. Right now, v'shal chamishi shav and nun ve'ein lo yalav ve'ein lo yalzeh. El dinner is up. What happened again? We're talking about it again. Each guy was typhus, right? So the fourth guy that was damaged, he was damaged 100. So now he gets 50, but he was typhus the shar. Okay? He gets 50. He was typhus the shar. Now what? It went ahead and damaged the fifth guy, which was only worth 50. Okay? So that means the fourth guy has $50 in the shar. But he's a shomer because he grabbed it. So he's Batsim Chayiv on the whole Nezik. He's Chayiv, whatever the Nezik will be, right? So now, but the fifth shar was only worth $50, Sachako, instead of $100. So how much does the fourth guy owe the fifth guy? 25, right? So he had 50, now he has to pay 25. So that we say, if... So when Mishnah says, yeah, what a lashon of Mishnah? Im yesh meiser goes to the one before the end. What does that mean? Im yesh meiser b'nizakov, if the second to the end's nezik was more than the last guy's nezik. So now, he's starting off with more money. His hezek was more. He's got a bigger amount in the shor. Now he damaged less. He had 50. Now he damaged 25. So if his meiser means his nezek was more, then the 25 goes back to him. So we're not talking about if this. Extra in the shor left over, it goes back to him. I'm talking about if the second to the last guy's hezek was more than the last guy, and same thing working way down, then he gets something. Alright, I'll stop. It's hard.